And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 21st of September, 2015. Some anniversaries in the world of publishing. The most famous, most reprinted newspaper editorial published on this day, 1897, the Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus column in the New York Sun in response to a letter from an 8-year-old girl in New York City. Is there a Santa Claus? The reporter Francis Church wrote his famous reply to little Virginia O'Hanlon, saying, "He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias." Virginia lived at 115 West 95th Street in New York, and she grew up to be a schoolteacher in New York City. 1970, on this date, the New York Times came out with a new section called the Op-Ed page, opposite the editorial page, devoted to the columns of outside writers. It's the birthday of the man who created Penguin Books, Sir Alan Lane, born Bristol, England, 1902. 1935, he was waiting for a train, looking for something to read on the train. All he could find was magazines and reprints of Victorian novels, and he came up with the idea of publishing low-quality volumes of great contemporary fiction, hoping to democratize literature. It's the birthday of Herbert George Wells, H.G. Wells, born Brumley, England, 1866, one of the fathers of modern science fiction, who wrote The Time Machine, The Island of Dr. Moreau, and The War of the Worlds. H.G. Wells, a socialist with a strong interest in biology. He died just before his 80th birthday, having lived long enough to see much of the future he had imagined in the real world. And it's the birthday of Savonarola, Girolamo Savonarola, born in Ferrara, Italy, 1452, the great idealist who joined the Dominican monks, preached against the Medici family in Florence, preached against the corruption of the Catholic Church, which got him in trouble with the corrupt Pope Alexander VI. And at the age of 46, Savonarola was arrested, tortured, and executed by hanging, and his ashes scattered in the Arno River. Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, entitled Curfew. Solemnly, mournfully, dealing its dole, the curfew bell is beginning to toll. Cover the embers and put out the light. Toil comes with the morning and rest with the night. Dark grow the windows and quenched is the fire. Sound fades into silence. All footsteps retire. No voice in the chambers, no sound in the hall. Sleep and oblivion reign over all. The book is completed and closed like the day, and the hand that has written it lays it away. Dim grow its fancies, forgotten they lie, like coals in the ashes they darken and die. Song sinks into silence, the story is told, the windows are darkened, the hearthstone is cold. Darker and darker, the black shadows fall, sleep and oblivion reign over all. Curfew, a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.